Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And our online donations are down once again. The sodomites are still coming after us really hard. And they're dedicated and they're working so hard. They think they're going to stop me or that they're going to slow me down or the other pastors that I'm friends with, that they're going to somehow shut us down. And these people don't realize that I've already been dealing with persecution like this for over 7 years. You know, I've been pastoring for 10 and a half years, and I've been heavily persecuted for 7.5 years of that, the last 7.5 years. And, you know, to be honest with you, I can't really speak for all the other pastors, but me personally, I actually thrive on this kind of persecution. It just energizes me. It fires me up. It just makes me work harder. It makes me more excited. It makes me preach better. I actually, I don't want to say necessarily that I enjoy it, but okay, I guess I do kind of enjoy it, because the Bible says that when they persecute you, when they revile you, to leap for joy, to jump for joy. So I'm actually, ready to keep fighting. You know, I like fighting the good fight. Bring it on, I say. And I just want to say to all of you that are out there that are on the sidelines that you need to get energized as well, you know, by these persecutions and these attacks. Get excited, get fired up, do more for the Lord at such a time as this. Now, I'll say this, if you're already in a good soul-winning church, then stay in that soul-winning church and be a blessing and work hard and go soul winning and be an asset to the church and serve the Lord to the best of your ability in that church. But for those of you that are on the sidelines where you're not in a soul winning church at all, maybe you're in some, you know, dead liberal church that has zero soul winning, or maybe you're not in church at all, you know, I'd encourage you to get in the fight. We're living in the last days. We're living in some really pivotal times for our nation and for our world. And now's not the time to just be sitting around or idling or coasting. You know, it's time to put things into high gear. And if that means relocating your family and moving somewhere where you can get into a good soul-winning church, then, you know, you just need to do it. I mean, you need to do something to be involved in the battle. Because there's a spiritual battle that's raging. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but there is a spiritual battle that's raging today in the United States, and you need to get involved. Now, on the front lines of that battle are Pastor Jimenez, myself, you know, Pastor Romero, Pastor Berzins, Pastor Perry, and others who are taking the hard stands. But honestly, a lot of our independent Fundamental Baptist brethren, you know, the vast majority of them, they don't want to fight at all. They want to basically just go stick their head in the sand and just, you know, leave the fighting to us, I guess. But the bottom line is, though, that persecution is eventually coming to them too, whether they like it or not. And they can sit there and say, well, the only reason that, you know, Pastor Anderson and them are getting persecuted is because they're so radical, or they're over the top, or, you know, they took it too far. That they'll say these type of things. But, you know, that's just simply not the case. You know, for example, our online giving that was just shut down a couple of days ago, if you actually look at the terms and conditions that, you know, because when they shut you down, they say, hey, you violated our terms and conditions. Well, if you actually look at the terms and conditions that we violated, it says that you violate the terms and conditions even by just, you know, saying anything degrading toward people of a different so-called sexual orientation. So, you know, you don't have to say anything radical. You don't have to talk about them being reprobate. You don't have to pull out Leviticus 20:13 to be violating these terms and conditions. All you have to do is just basically say anything negative about homosexuals, and you're not in compliance with all of these banks and things. See, right now, the persecution's not coming from the government. You know, they're not coming to us and trying to place us under arrest for preaching the Word of God, you know, for preaching the Bible Leviticus or whatever part of the Word of God, Romans chapter 1. They're not coming to us from the government. What they're doing is they're doing it through corporations that have monopolies. So companies like PayPal, YouTube, Facebook, Apple, iTunes, all these corporations and companies, whether that's, you know, real estate companies, landlords, these type of businesses are the ones, these giant corporations are the ones that are basically trying to slow us down and punish us for preaching the Word of God by making it difficult or impossible for us to raise money or to get our message out on social media, etc., etc., because we don't have the viewpoint that is acceptable in America today. Only one viewpoint is acceptable, you know, on homosexuality. So, you know, we're basically being persecuted by these different businesses and companies that are trying to make it hard for us to operate. But keep in mind, the persecution is coming because of the fact, or it's coming at us because of the fact that we're preaching hard against homosexuality. We're discriminating against homosexuals. And we are, you know, supposedly, you know, we're degrading them. But the thing about that is that every single independent fundamental Baptist in America, even if they don't agree with us on the reprobate doctrine, even if they don't agree with us on Leviticus or anything else, every single one of them discriminates against homosexuals because of the fact that, you know, they would not allow them to be an employee, for example. I mean, if we were to go to any independent fundamental Baptist church, they would not hire one, or they would not say that they're every bit as good as the heterosexual. They're not going to say that. They're going to degrade them if they preach that they're an abomination. You know, if they turn to Deuteronomy 22:5, for example, and read that scripture, or even just preached that it's wicked or sinful. You know, by doing that, they're degrading this protected group of people. They're discriminating by not hiring them, or by not making them a Sunday school teacher, or by not. So these guys can sit there and put their heads in the sand and act like everything's all right in America and wave the flag and apple pie and God bless America and say, oh, it's just the, you know, just these crazies like Pastor Jimenez, you know, they're getting persecuted, but that's not going to happen to us. Well, let me tell you something, buddy. Let me tell you something, Pastor. It's coming to you. You're next. You're next because you discriminate against homos too. You degrade homos too. You preach against homos too. Every independent fundamental Baptist, even if you don't do it just like I'm doing, I'm on the front lines and maybe you're hiding somewhere, but guess what? They're coming to get you next, buddy. So I would just encourage everyone right now who names the name of Christ, everyone who is just sane and hasn't completely lost their mind and given into this whole, you know, bizarre transvestite, transgender, tranny, trans, whatever they're into, okay? Anybody who has a moral, Christian, godly bone left in their body, you know, I encourage you to support us, back us up, and, you know, if you're not in a local church, the most important thing for you to do is to get in a local independent Baptist church, a soul-winning church, become an active member. Let's get in the battle. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's fight the good fight. Let's preach the gospel. And in addition to preaching the gospel, let's preach the entire Bible as Christ commanded us in the Great Commission, that we're to teach people to observe all things whatsoever Christ commanded. And get in the fight. Get off the sidelines. You know, get excited. Get energized. You say, oh man, you know, Pastor Anderson, how you doing? Are you hanging in there with all these attacks? You know, all the sodomite. No, I'm actually doing better than ever. I'm doing better this week than I was last week because I personally thrive on the attacks. I thrive on persecution. I thrive on, I like fighting the good fight. Bring it on is what I say, and they will never stop me. The only way to stop me is to kill me, And if they kill me, I'll just be even more popular. I'll be a martyr at that point. And if they throw me in prison, my preaching will become 10 times as popular as it already is right now. I don't care. Do whatever you have to do, sodomites. You know, do your worst. And so I will not stop. I don't care if I were to get thrown out of our church building. I wouldn't care if they shut down our bank accounts. I don't care if the IRS comes and padlocks our door. I will never stop preaching the Word of God, unadulterated, uncensored, and I will never go underground. Never gonna happen. I'm gonna preach from the housetops until the bitter end. I don't care if the tribulation starts. I don't care if the Antichrist is revealed. I'm not gonna go hide in the woods. I'm not gonna go hide anywhere. I am going to preach from the housetops until the bitter end. I will never stop. These people will never stop me. Now, if it got so bad, if the country that we live in gets so bad to where I'm just going to be thrown in prison immediately for preaching the Word of God the way that I preach it right now, then eventually I would leave the United States and go somewhere else where I could try to find freedom. But I'll never hide. I'll never go underground. I'm never going to just, you know, go cower in fear somewhere or stop, you know, putting stuff on the internet. No, I will continue to mass produce this message from the Word of God until the bitter end. The Bible says, you know, regarding the tribulation, regarding these type of things in the end times, it says, when they persecute you in this city, flee into another. Now, it's not even close to being to that point, and I pray and hope to be able to live in Phoenix, Arizona until the bitter end, and that's the plan. The only thing that I would ever even consider doing would be to just go somewhere else if it got to the point where, you know, I can't operate without being thrown in prison just for preaching the Bible. But, you know, I would say this, if you're getting thrown in prison in Arizona for preaching the Bible, you know, I feel like Arizona would be the last state that would ever do that. You know, it seems like that would come first, probably in places like Massachusetts or New York, you know, somewhere in the Northeast that's a little bit more communist and liberal, not in Arizona, which is a lot freer of a state. So, you know, I feel like the last place that would ever happen is Arizona. But if it ever, God forbid, would happen in Arizona, you know, then, you know, hey, I might have to relocate to some other country and operate a website from there and have a brick and mortar church building there that I preach at Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And you know what? I speak several languages and I'm learning more languages all the time. So, you know, I'm ready to go anywhere God sends me. But don't get me wrong. I'm planning to stay here in Phoenix, Arizona till the bitter end. I'm going to do the best I can to do that. But the bottom line is, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. We wouldn't even be talking about all this persecution and all the attacks if it weren't for the fact that 90-some percent of independent Baptists in this country are just total cowards. It's that simple. It has nothing to do with them disagreeing with the theology or disagreeing with the doctrine. It's a doctrine of convenience. They all believed like me 20 years ago. Okay, this is a new doctrine. That's a doctrine of convenience because they don't have the guts to stand up. So because 99% of the independent Baptists are scared and they're cowards, then it leaves just a few of us by ourselves on the front lines fighting against us. And they say, well, you're fighting the battle wrong. Well, my question is, how are they fighting the battle at all? They just keep quiet about this stuff, or maybe they just make really vague or really watered down statements about it from the pulpit. They don't actually preach what the Bible says verse by verse on this subject in Romans 1, 2 Peter 2, and the book of Jude. They don't turn to those scriptures and go verse by verse and apply it to the day that we live in. They dead sure aren't turning back to Leviticus. They dead sure aren't turning back to what the kings Jehoshaphat and what kings like Asa did when they did what was right in the sight of the Lord in regard to the Sodomites. They're definitely not turning to those scriptures, okay? Because they're cowards. It's that simple. So it leaves just a few, and that's why we're going to lose our rights. And people sit there and say, oh, well, it's people like you that cause us to lose our freedom of speech and freedom of religion. That's such a foolish statement, because everybody knows that you lose your rights when you don't exercise them. Exercising your rights is how you keep your rights. It's sort of like your muscles. If you don't use them, you lose them. You exercise your muscles, you keep your muscles. You quit exercising, your muscles atrophy and go away. If you exercise your right to bear arms, if you exercise your right to freedom of speech, if you exercise your right to freedom of religion, you retain those rights. And so people like us that are preaching unpopular things from the Word of God, we're actually on the front lines for the freedom fight in America. These other pastors who are not exercising that right, they're the reason why we're going to lose our freedoms. I mean, that'd be like saying, well, you gun owners or you people who open carry guns, you're the reason why we're going to lose our right to have guns, because you keep exercising that right. That's such stupidity and foolishness, because you keep your rights by exercising them. You don't lose your rights by exercising them. Anyone who knows anything about, you know, liberty or libertarian principles or our history as a nation knows that fact. So again, you know, like I said, you know, we're still under attack. We thought that this online giving solution was going to stay up, but it has been shut down. Unfortunately, I've got three other... I'm not stopping. I'm not quitting. These people will never stop me. I've got three other online giving solutions that I've got in the pipeline right now. So hopefully we should have it up and running within a few days. Hopefully even in later today, God willing. And I'm sure the sodomites are going to try to shut these down. You know what? Eventually we're going to find some company that just realizes that our money is green and doesn't care if we preach the Word of God or not. And that's not going to shut us down. We're just going to keep trying companies until we find one that sticks. In the meantime, if you want to support us, if you want to support free speech, if you want to support freedom to preach the uncensored, unadulterated Word of God, and to preach hard, not soft, compromising messages, if you want to support our ministry here, then you could always just mail a check or money order to Faithful Word Baptist Church, 2741 West Southern Avenue, Suite 14, Tempe, Arizona, 85282. And look, I'm not here to ask you for money or to beg you for money, because you know what? Honestly, we're doing great financially. Even if our online donations get shut down and never start up again, our church is totally funded by the tithes and offerings of the members who physically show up here every week and put their money in the plate. That funds everything. But because of the fact that we're getting censored heavily on YouTube, censored on Facebook, censored on Apple iTunes, censored all over the internet, and it's getting worse and worse every day, we want to ensure that this preaching is available to the next generation, and that it's available to anyone who wants to hear it a year from now, 2 years from now, etc. So what we're doing is we're making physical copies of this stuff. So we're making, literally this week, thousands and thousands of USB flash drives are in the pipeline this week. We've made big ones in the past, like 16 gig flash drives that contain hundreds and hundreds of hours of preaching, right? But the problem with doing it that way is that they're kind of expensive. You know, when you make these ones that contain, you know, 3 years of preaching, 5 years of preaching. So now what I'm starting to do is make some flash drives that are cheaper, that are just smaller, like a 2 gig or a 4 gig flash drive. And we're loading them up with specific strategic sermons, or we're just loading them up with, say, 1 year of preaching, or 6 months of preaching, or 2 years of preaching. So we have a ton of stuff like that in the pipeline. We're mass producing DVDs, we're mass producing CDs. We're giving it all away for free here at Faithful Word Baptist Church. Paul is also selling them on framingtheworld.com for people who can't get down here. Also, from time to time, we're having giveaways on YouTube where we mass give away this stuff, and where, you know, several hundred people email us with their addresses, and we ship this stuff all over the world. I mean, we've shipped hundreds of packages to the Philippines, Australia, United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, Brazil, you know, just all over South Africa a lot. All over the world, we're shipping this stuff from time to time on free giveaways, every few weeks or so. And then we, you know, Paul Wittenberg is selling it on framingtheworld.com. And so, you know, he buys a share of them to sell for him. The church buys some and gives them away for free here. People come to our church. They visit our church from all over the country. And we load them up with CDs, DVDs, USBs to take back home and distribute. Why? Because, look, they're going to shut down free speech on the internet. They're already partially implementing it. And I'm telling you, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. That's why we need physical copies of this stuff. And that's one of the reasons why the online donations are nice, or people mailing us a check is nice, because it actually allows us to, you know, just produce, mass produce the physical materials. Obviously, that stuff costs money. You know, the USBs, the DVDs, the CDs, and all that stuff. So we're trying to mass produce the physical copies. Another thing that we're doing, because of the fact that the internet is starting to tighten up on us as far as our free speech, is we've set all of our YouTube videos now to Creative Commons, okay? So this makes it super easy for you to mirror the videos. This makes it super easy for you to basically put the video on your channel. So, you know, we're not trying to protect our stuff. We just want everybody to copy it, redistribute it, remix it. And you know, I do want to give a quick shout out to some people who've been doing an awesome job with this. And I feel bad doing a shout out just because I didn't think about this in advance. So you know, I know I'm gonna leave people out here. And so if I don't mention your channel, if I leave you out, it's not intentional, okay? I appreciate what you're doing. I am very grateful for what you're doing. If you are one of the people that mirrors our videos, where you basically take the sermons and videos we upload and put them on your channel. And I especially like it when people, you know, remix them and you know, edit them down and spruce them up with graphics and make them different. You know, and so I will just mention a few that I've seen lately putting out a lot of great material. And I don't want to leave anybody out, but of course, the Service Chill Zone is a great channel. There's a guy, Stephen Adams, I think something Stephen Adams 1611, or I don't know the channel name, but Stephen Adams, Eric Service. There was another channel, Soul Baptist, God Resource. And again, I know I'm leaving people out, but I just want to thank you guys for doing an awesome job with just putting out videos from Faithful Word Baptist Church. But look, anybody can do this. It's so easy. If you have a YouTube channel, all you have to do is just go to any of the videos on our channel, you know, youtube.com/sanderson1611. And because they're all Creative Commons, if you go to the description on that video, there's a button that says, it'll say Creative Commons, and then there's a button that says remix this video. All you have to do is just click on that, and it brings you into a screen where you can remix the video. But you don't even have to remix. All you have to do is you can just publish it as is. If you just want to mirror that video, you just publish it and you'll have the same video on your channel now. And then all you have to do is just go in and, you know, give it a different title, give it a different description, fill in the tags, whatever you want to do. Or you can remix the video where you can actually you know, make changes to it. Maybe you could take an hour-long sermon and click on remix this video and just maybe trim it down to just 3 or 4 minutes if there was a certain part of the sermon that you feel like would make its own good video. Then you could upload that little snippet. Why? Because of the fact that it's only a matter of time before the YouTube channel is shut down. youtube.com/sanderson1611. It's only a matter of time before it's shut down. So let's get this content on as many different channels as we can. And especially if it's remixed and changed and repackaged, it's gonna be pretty hard for them to delete all of it, right? And then if they do end up deleting all of it, God forbid, you know what? They're gonna have a tough time going around and gathering up all the tens of thousands of CDs, DVDs, and USB flash drives that we're basically just distributing all over. And look, if you get your hands on these USB flash drives that we're making, copy them. You know, go down to the store, buy a bunch of flash drives, and start copying them. and start making your own flash drives. Make your own CD, burn your own CDs, burn your own DVDs, you know, so that the Word of God can go forth in this generation, the next generation. Look, people are trying to silence this kind of preaching. They don't want hard preaching to continue. And honestly, you know, you say, well, you know, are you the only one preaching this stuff? No. There are a lot of others that are preaching it. But here's the thing. There are very few people that are preaching it and mass distributing it on the internet and things like that. And so there are a lot of people that don't have access to this type of preaching at a local brick and mortar, you know, church that they could show up at and hear this kind of preaching. So therefore, you know, by having CDs, DVDs, USB flash drives, we can get this stuff out to more people. And also it'll be there for posterity, you know, because who knows what they'll face in the next generation? Who knows how sinful it'll be? Well, I'll tell you this much. The Bible said that as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So, you know, before the second coming of Christ, it's going to be like it was in the days of Lot. It's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. And we see that happening. We see the United States becoming more and more like Sodom and Gomorrah every day. So anyway, this video was a little bit long-winded, but I just wanted to make it real clear what's going on here, that they're trying to shut us down. They're trying to discourage us. Listen, my friend, it's backfiring. I'm working twice as hard. I'm making twice as many flash drives. I'm making twice as many DVDs. I'm working from sunup to sundown. I'm excited. I'm energized. I'm fired up. I've not yet begun to fight. They will never stop me. And I hope that you watching this video feel the same way and are ready to take it to these people and are ready to preach from the housetops. We are living in the last days. We don't know how close the end is. It could be very soon, or it could be, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. But you know what? I don't care when it is. I want to intensify my service for the Lord. I want to ramp up soul winning. I want to ramp up everything we're doing. Get off the sidelines. Get in the fight. Get involved. Stand up with us. And stand with your local soul-winning pastor. And let's do great exploits for God in these last days. God bless you and have a great day.